These are many words and stories, but they point to something so simple in the heart. Letting go, forgiveness, mercy. So in a moment, let's work with the practice of forgiveness. If you need to move your body a little bit just to stretch or even stand up for 30 seconds so you're comfortable, you can do so. As you do, stay in touch with yourself, your heart, your breathing. And once you feel like you've stretched a little bit and are comfortable, you can let yourself sit back down. So now let your body be at ease and let yourself sit in a way that's comfortable so that you can undertake for a time the training or the practice of forgiveness and the loving kindness that follows. Let me say a few things about this practice of forgiveness, this ancient practice, before reciting its words. When one is first given the practice of forgiveness in three directions, for ourselves and for others around us, it's given, perhaps in a monastery, and the teacher would say, do it once or twice a day for the next 6 months and let me know how it goes. That is to say, do it 300 times or 500 times. It's given in the spirit of a practice or a training of the heart, where little by little we learn its power. To undertake this practice is like planting seeds. Sometimes as we do the work of forgiveness, what happens is that we feel the opposite. We feel the pain we still carry, the resentment that's still there, the anger shows up. Whatever arises needs to be held with the same forgiveness and mercy. And we just continue to plant the seeds with the intention of the heart, using the words of forgiveness as best we can, no matter what feelings come, no matter what images, 300 times, 1,000 times, a little bit each day, over and over, gradually the heart remembers that we can live in this beautiful way.